This episode is sponsored by Tunbridge Accountants. Are you a creative entrepreneur looking for financial support? Do you need clarity around your numbers or help with decisions related to your business finances? Do you even know what all the numbers mean? Before I worked with Tunbridge Accountants, I definitely didn't. Wendy and Lawton are not just accountants, they're your partners in navigating the complexities of business finance. They make VAT, corporation tax, cash flow management, all of this really simple, guiding you through all the decisions you need to make, whether that's a company purchase, setting up a new business, whether to register as a business. Wendy and Lawton can give you really honest, practical advice on everything. And by letting them take care of your business finances, it then frees you up to focus on what you do best, creating and selling your products. So thank you again to Tunbridge Accountants for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome to the Bring Your Product Ideas to Life podcast. Practical advice and inspiration to help you create and sell your own physical products. Here's your host, Vicky Weinberg.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode. It's just me this week. I'm having a super busy week so far. It's only Tuesday, so I'm going to get right to the point and start talking about today's topic. So this episode has been inspired by something I've seen a lot of recently, which is people asking how to increase their product sales. So I've been asked this myself by clients, and I've seen this spoken about on lots of online groups as well. And I just want to caveat this by saying I am no means a sales expert, but I have tried a lot during my years of creating and selling products with my own baby brand. I've also tried a lot of things with various clients that I've worked with, and I know that not everything I suggest will work for everyone and not everything I suggest would appeal for you, but I just wanted to give you a few different ideas that you could try and see if they give your sales a bit of a boost. So most of the ideas I'm talking about will apply to everyone. Wherever you sell your products, you should be able to do most of these. But at the very end, I've included some Amazon specific ideas. So if you're an Amazon seller or you're thinking about it, do hold out for those, because there are some things that you can do on Amazon that you can't do on any other marketplaces. And I just wanted to highlight them, as many of you, even if you've been selling on Amazon for a while, you might not actually know what some of these features are or even that you have them. So I'm going to start with the ideas that should work regardless of where you sell your products. So number one, run a sale or promotion. I know this sounds really, really simple, but it can work. So could you, for example, offer a limited time discount on the product or products you'd like to sell more of? I suggest making the offer as generous as you can, but limiting it. So something I see a lot on Amazon is like a permanent sale price. You've probably seen this too, where it will tell you what the RRP is and then it will say, oh, but it's 43% off, but it's 43% off or whatever it is, like every day. So that doesn't really feel like a true price. What I think is a better thing to do is offer a decent discount, but offer it for a really short period of time or on a limited number of sales. So for example, I'm going to give 30% off to the first 10 customers or whatever it is. And make it clear from the outset that this offer is only going to be around for 2 days, 3 days, however long you decide, and stick to it. I think that's really important. I think a little bit of urgency can really help, but what you don't want to do is end up being one of those brands that's always on sale. Like years ago, I used to shop at Gap, and I used to never ever bought anything there full price because there was always another sale rolling around, and sometimes the next one would be better than the current one. And I just got in a cycle of waiting for things to be on offer before buying. And you can probably think of brands you do this with as well. But I don't want this to be you, because obviously we want to increase your sales, but obviously also it's great if more people can find you and buy your products when they're on full price. So to give yourselves a bit of a boost, I would make a sale or promotion be something you don't do too frequently. And I think it's better to give a decent discount over a really short period of time and do it, I don't know, a couple of times a year, than just constantly have everything on sale. So my second suggestion is to share on social media. Again, this might sound really obvious, but have a think now. When the last time was you posted about your products? Because I see so many product businesses who create some really great posts, but they don't actually do many posts about what they sell and how to buy it. I was looking at a jeweler recently, for example, I'd come across, and I had to scroll down her grid quite a lot before I saw any pictures of her products, or any shopping tags or anything like that. And there was a link to the website that I could go to, and while I was really interested in in, you know, the person behind the brand, I was actually there to shop because somebody had recommended it, and there wasn't actually a great deal on there about her products. I have a great podcast episode about selling your products on social media, which I will link to in the show notes for this episode, in case you find that useful. That has some really good suggestions of things you could do, like little reels you can create, things like that, which might be worth looking at. And remember, you can share your products in other places too, where it's appropriate. So for example, you can talk about your products on your own personal social media. You can talk about them in groups if there are any opportunities to do that. So my own Facebook group, for example, has a special post every week, which is literally just for members to share links to their products and any offers they've got. If you want to join, I'd love to have you. It's facebook.com/productcreatorsclub, or one word, and I'll again link to that in the show notes. And of course, I would love it if you wanted to come and join us. You'd be so welcome. So suggestion number three is to email your mailing list. So if you have an email list, and I would say if you don't, you know, if not, why not? Why not use it? Especially if you are running a sale or promotion. Even if not, you could share any new products that you have, or perhaps ones that are due to be discontinued. You could ask people to share your products with their friends. You could give useful information, so perhaps advice relevant to your products. If you're publishing any blog posts on your website, you could share those, or you could just give people a reminder of who you are and what you sell. And I do get this as a hard one. I have to say, when I had my products business, I think this was something I did pretty poorly. I didn't have any sort of plan for emailing. And I would email when I had a sale, but then I would also think, oh, I haven't emailed for ages, so I'll just email about this blog post. I think I probably would have been better either sticking to I'm only going to email when I've got something to say, for example, my products are reduced, or having a plan and saying I'm going to email every month and I'm going to find something to say every month, whether it's a new blog post about how to use the products, or whether it's asking people for images as I'm using them, whatever it was. I think that probably would have worked a bit better. I'm not an email marketing expert, but I've certainly found that now that I send weekly emails to my current email list, I get a lot more engagement than with my previous business, when I just used to email people extremely sporadically. So if you don't have an email, if you have an email list, why not email them? Maybe think of an angle you can use to kind of increase your sales. I don't know whether it's recommend a friend and you both get a discount, or what, you know, you can be quite creative here. But if you have a list, why not use it? And if you don't have an email list yet, my suggestion number four is a way to build one, which is, why not give a code for email sign up? So what I mean here is, you could offer a discount code or a free product or whatever you wanted to offer, really, with every email sign up. You could promote this via pop-up on your website. You could promote it on social media. You might want to give the code a short expiry date, so people are incentivized to use it soon. You could also, depending how you dispatch your products, give this code as a little on a little postcard or business card inside, saying, you know, sign up on my website and get a discount. There's a lot, you know, you can be quite creative with this, but I think people really need a reason to join your mailing list, especially nowadays when we're all on so many lists and we get bombarded with emails. One of my big jobs at the moment is unsubscribing to everything I've subscribed to in the past. I don't know, it feels like 10 years at the moment. It feels never ending. But hopefully a discount will be enough to encourage somebody to want to be on your list. And then if you're emailing them regularly, or you're letting them know when you've got some great offers going on, they'll be happy to stay on there. So my fifth suggestion is to give a discount for repeat purchases. And I know this means you have to be getting some sales already, but bear with me. If you are getting sales, but perhaps not as many as you'd like, you might consider including a flyer or a card that offers a discount for anyone who buys from you again. By the way, this does work on Amazon too, and it's great if you want to encourage customers to your own website rather than ordering from another marketplace. So let's say someone's bought from you on Amazon, but inside the little package that they get with your product, there's a card and it says, you know, buy on our website in the next week and we'll give you 20% off, or whatever it is. That encourages them over to your website, which hopefully also gets them on your email list and gets you another sale. And perhaps you can even make it a code they could share with a friend if what they've bought from you isn't necessarily something they'd be, you know, they wouldn't necessarily be needing to make another purchase in the short term. My sixth suggestion is to work with influencers. And I won't say very much about this as I'm definitely not an expert, but I do have an entire podcast episode or blog post, if you prefer that, about how to work with influencers to sell your products, featuring Donna Jackson from The Curious Mummy. Donna Jackson is an influencer and she gave so much great information about how to find influencers that might want to promote your products, how to work with them, how to approach them, just so much stuff. So again, I will link to that in the show notes because I really think that's worth looking at. My seventh suggestion is to use your existing networks. So be honest, how often do you ask your friends, your family, or even your current customers to share your products and talk about your products? Probably not that often, if ever. So one thing you could do is spend some time on a great social media post, or maybe even a reel if you're brave. I haven't really got into reels yet, I find them quite scary. And you could ask people to share your products. Or you could ask, you could do another sort of post or even an email asking people to share their photos of them using your products and tag you in. Maybe you could offer a discount or a freebie for anyone who does this. The idea is it's just to get other people talking about your products. You know, I don't know, something like, you know, but share a photo and tag us in and get, you know, a discount on your next order, and then you send them the code that you've already created or something like that. Again, I think a lot of these are about being creative and thinking what would work for you, your business and your product. The whole purpose of this episode is just to get you started with some ideas that you can adapt to work for you. But I do think that can be quite nice. I think it gives you a nice bit of social proof as well. I don't know about you, but I love it when reviews are like the most obvious form of social proof. I really like that, but I also really like it on Instagram when I look at brands and then I can see all the people that have tagged that brand in because they're wearing their clothes or their jewelry or using their product in some way, because it just says to me, okay, other people are using this and other people like it, and I think that can, you know, really help your sales. And my eighth suggestion is to try something new. I'll be honest, this one's probably a bit more work than everything else I've suggested, but sometimes it can be worth trying something different. So for example, whatever you're doing now, let's say you're not generating the amount of sales you'd like to, how about trying selling on a different online marketplace? Obviously ensuring first anywhere new you try is a good fit and worth investing in, whether that's time or money or whatever. Or if you only sell your products online, is it worth you getting a stall at a market? Is it worth you looking at including your products in a pop-up shop? Just be really creative here and just think about what other opportunities are there. Is there someone you could collaborate with? I think the opportunities are endless. But I guess my point here is if you feel that what you're doing currently isn't working, it just might be a really good opportunity to try something new. And as I say, I want to caveat that with, you don't want to be spending loads of time and effort on something, if you're not sure if it's going to pay off. So you do have to, there does have to be a bit of a balance there. But hopefully doing something different will achieve different results for you. So now I'm going to move on to the things you can do if you're selling on Amazon to help increase your sales. And I'm going to start off with a really basic one. Also, I will say, even if you're not an Amazon seller, don't switch off right now, because some of these still might be actually be quite interesting, either because you thought about Amazon, or my first one in particular, I do think would apply to lots of other marketplaces as well. So my first suggestion is to review your product listing. So one of the fundamentals of selling well on Amazon is to have a great listing. I've talked about this lots. I can link to podcast episodes and blog posts in the show notes where I've talked about this. So I'm not going to repeat myself here, but really this is the first thing to do. If you feel you should be selling more than you are, you do need to look at, is your listing as good as it possibly can be? I do actually have a free guide to getting started on Amazon where I go through all of the things that I believe make up a really great Amazon product listing, and you can get that for free by going to vickyweinberg.com/free resources or via the link that I will put in the show notes for you. My second Amazon specific suggestion is to experiment with Amazon Prime. So if you're currently fulfilling all your orders on Amazon yourself, then you may want to see if trialing Amazon FBA helps with your sales. I say trial and I say may for two things. One is that depending on what you sell, Amazon FBA may or may not be viable. If you sell something really huge, for example, the oversized storage fees are probably going to make it not worth your while. Equally, if you sell something really small, you know, the postage costs may not work for you either. So this isn't something for everyone. However, for some of you, it definitely might be worth trying. And I say, when I say trial, I don't mean sending hundreds of units to Amazon. I mean sending 10, you know, something really low, and just see if having a prime offer does anything to increase your sales. If you don't fancy trying this, or if you know it's just not going to work for your products, you could at the very least, and I would suggest you do this anyway, offer free shipping on Amazon. Even if you need to increase your product price to accommodate this, so maybe it's not exactly free, it will just then look comparable in terms of shipping cost. Because something we do see on Amazon is that customers can be a bit put off when they look at a product and then they say, oh, now I have to pay £3.50 or £3.99, whatever it is, postage. Whereas if it's a single price with free shipping, that can help with conversions. So my next Amazon suggestion is to try using Amazon sponsored products for advertising your products on Amazon. If you're not running any ads on Amazon now, I definitely think it could be worth giving them a try. If you've ran ads before and they haven't gone that well, perhaps give them another try. As I've said before, it can be really hard to get those first sales on Amazon. And even if you've been on there for a while, the first bit is a bit of a slog until you're getting to the point where you're making consistent sales every day. You really need to be doing something to encourage people, well, first of all, to help them find your listing, and then to encourage them to buy, which we'll talk about in a moment. So investing a little bit in advertising can really help get things going. And when I say a little bit, I do mean a little. If you've ever worked with me, you'll know that I'm not a fan of spending lots of your money, and I do think that you can run a successful advertising campaign on Amazon as a small business for somewhere between £5 and £10 a day or less. If £5 your maximum budget, that's great. You just have to be sure that you're managing your campaigns and you're keeping an eye on your money, and you're getting a return on it. There are lots of advertising options. I'm not going to talk about Amazon advertising in detail. If you want me to do an episode specifically on that, let me know. Equally, you can book a power hour with me where we can spend time just looking at your advertising, either setting up a campaign or tweaking an existing one and improving it, whatever you need. So you can find more about that on my website, vickyweinberg.com. But if you are just starting out, I suggest sticking with keyword targeting. So that means just targeting the things that people might be typing in the search bar if they were looking for a product like yours, and starting with a low daily budget, because you can always increase it once you're making sales and you've got something to put back in. Another thing you can look at on Amazon is deals. So if your products are eligible, and they're not always eligible, you can take part in Amazon deals. You can read on Seller Central what the eligibility criteria is, although one of them is that you need to be using Amazon FBA. So if you're not doing that already, unfortunately, you won't be able to take part in deals at this time. So deals can be like a lightning deal, which is a good discount over a period of a few days. You can also set up deals for a week. There are also deals for Prime Day and Black Friday. And to take part in any of these, as well as using FBA, you'll also have to give a minimum discount on a set number of products. And this is criteria that Amazon will set out for you before you commit to anything. And assuming that you're happy with, you know, the criteria that Amazon give you, you'll set up your offer and it will be included on the Amazon deals page, although you can't actually specify how prominent this is, so there's no guarantee you're going to be, you know, featured very heavily, but you know, you will, there are people who go to Amazon just to look for deals, and your product will be there. Another option for you is promotions. So whether you're using Amazon FBA or whether you're fulfilling orders yourself, you can always set up promotions. So what you can do here is either offer a discount on your product or set up a buy one get one free deal. So these are displayed on the product listing and might be a good way of encouraging a sale, particularly if the offer is time limited, which is something I always recommend. So you could set up these promotions. So you need a code to redeem the offer, which you could include in your email newsletter, for example, or perhaps in your packaging to encourage a repeat purchase, or you can just make this promotion available to everyone. Personally, I think the same thing applies that I spoke about right at the beginning of this episode, which is to offer the best deal that you can for a short period, rather than having, you know, 5% off indefinitely. If you can offer 20% off for a week or a weekend or whatever suits you, I think that's going to be much more attractive and hopefully encourage people to buy. So the other option is vouchers. So you can set up a voucher which will be displayed on your product listing and gives a discount at the checkout. These work in a similar way to promotions, although by default these are open to all customers. So if you set up a voucher, this isn't something that you could set up just for people who've signed up for your mailing list, for example. Vouchers are displayed on the product listing when someone takes a look. They click on the voucher and then they get that discount applied to their order. And my final Amazon suggestion is Amazon Vine. And it's not technically a way of getting more sales, but I think it is in a roundabout way. So what this Amazon Vine is, it's an Amazon approved way of getting reviews from verified customers. So what happens is you need to have a stock in FBA to even apply. You need to be willing to give away some products to reviewers, and Amazon will specify how many, you know, you need to do. But this can really help to increase your review count, although for a fee, in a way that Amazon approves. You might be thinking, well, why am I suggesting this? Well, I'm a big fan of products having reviews. As I mentioned earlier, they really do help customers choose to buy from you. And if you're struggling to get reviews yourself, because I know it's really, really hard, Amazon Vine could be an option, because hopefully by increasing the number of reviews you've got, it increases your social proof and will help with your conversions. So you can apply for Amazon Vine and you can say, okay, I'm happy to give, let's say, 20 units to actually giving products away, I should mention. And the Amazon then contact the Vine reviewers and say, we've got 20 of these. Would anyone like to have one and review it? And then the customer has it, and then you get a verified review on your listing. I think it's really worthwhile. Just to be really clear here, you're not necessarily going to get a good review. That isn't, you know, Vine isn't about giving 5-star reviews. However, if you have a great product, and I'm sure you do have a great product, there's no reason you wouldn't get a 5-star review. But just to be super clear, if you sign up for Vine and then someone doesn't like your product for any reason and gives you a bad review, unfortunately, that's just a risk you have to take. But if you have a good product, as I say, that hopefully will never be an issue. So what am I missing? I am certain that you have better ideas than me, and I would absolutely love to hear them. If you're not there already, please do join my free Facebook group, the Product Creators Club, which you can find by searching on Facebook. This is a discussion we're going to be having in the group. I would love for you to be part of it. I would love to hear your ideas. If you've tried any of these ideas, I'd love to know how they work from you. So, you know, do let me know. I really do like to hear from you. And I should also mention that I've had so many previous podcast guests who've had loads of great ideas and loads of great experiences. So if you are looking for ideas to boost your sales, I really do recommend listening in to others and seeing what inspires you and what ideas you can take from them as well. So as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here until the end. Have a lovely rest of your day, and I will be back with another guest next week. Thank you so much for listening all the way to the end of this episode. If you enjoyed it, please do leave me a review. That really helps other people to find this podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and do tell your friends about it too if you think that they also might enjoy it. You can find me at vickyweinberg.com. There you'll find links to all of my social channels. You'll find lots more information, all of the past podcast episodes, and lots of free resources too. So again, that's vickyweinberg.com. Take care, have a good week, and see you next time. Hi, this is just a little note. So if you've enjoyed this episode, or indeed any of the episodes, and you would like to, I don't know, buy me a coffee or something, you can actually now leave tips. So there's a link to how to do this in the show note. Of course, do not feel obliged to do this. This is a free podcast. This will always be a free podcast. But as I say, if you want to buy me a coffee, you can do that via the link in the show notes.